you're playing to what he does vocally.
Okay.
And just cop Aaron Lebedoff's vibrato.
Okay.
First off.
Yeah.
Okay? In a song that you know.
Okay.
I personally, Susan, love Alicia Spiegel's violin playing.
Okay, I was listening to some recordings of her earlier. I just got a few, actually. So I can check that out.
I just love her violin playing. And I think she's worth copying.
Okay.
Okay? But I think singers are the way to go.
Okay.
And singers are the way to go for a variety of reasons. They're dealing with a natural vibrato. They're dealing with everybody's vibrato singing is going to be different. Aaron Lebedoff's vibrato is going to be different than the Bagelman sisters. It's going to be different than any other cantor than any, because it's your own.
Right.
And what you want to do on your violin is get your own voice. That's what makes, I think, Alicia's playing so awesome and strong, because it's so unique. It's so her.
Yeah.
And that's what you want.
Okay.
So it's hard for me to say, oh, do this, do that, do this.
Yeah. I guess like what, so I, like I worked a while actually on like developing my own classical vibrato.
Mm-hmm.
And how I did it was my teacher would assign me like things to copy. So I would learn and then I would figure out like what I liked and what I didn't like. So I guess now I'm at the stage where I need to copy people.
Yes.
I'm not going to, like, just try to do my own thing right this minute before I learn how to do a variety. You know what I mean?
I would say copy people. And
okay.
I would say heavy on the singers.
Okay.
But not so much modern singers. Like
older
old
singers.
School.
Okay.
Like, and like, chazunas, like, cantorial shit. Like, I have stacks of records that I listen to, like, I don't even like it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't, there's this awful pathetic organ in the background. Like, I don't even like listening to, like, half the stuff that's on there. But the singing, I need the vibrato, like, and like you, my vibrato changes.
Right.
You know, it changes with the mood of the song. It changes. It gets, you could drive a truck through it, or it's really thin, and everywhere in between. It starts at a different
let's see.
It starts at a different time in the piece, in the note, in the beat, in the...
Yeah. Okay.
And you get a feel for it. Just like you get a feel for every other kind of folk music and classical music. I mean, you learn the same way. You listen. I mean, music's all about listening. So no matter what you're learning, you're going to have to listen.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
And even great artists, what do? They copy Monet, and they copy Manet, and they copy Rubens. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's how you learn.
Yeah.
And then it becomes your own after a while. So,
okay.
Want to do something else?
Where?